An estimated 100,000 civilians remain in the city, sprawling Soviet-era steel plant. This according to Ukrainian officials. Ukraine has not said how many fighters are also in the plant. It is reported to be the only part of Mariupol not occupied by Russian forces. Russia has said it thinks about 2,000 fighters are holed up in the plant. Russian state media outlets reported Saturday that 25 civilians had been evacuated from the Azovstal steelworks. There was no confirmation from the UN. A top official with the Azov Regiment, the Ukrainian unit defending the plant, said 20 civilians were evacuated during a ceasefire. Women who say their husbands are among the fighters in the plant said a skeleton medical staff was treating at least 600 wounded people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Prices for Russian credit default swaps, insurance contracts that protect an investor against a default, plunged sharply overnight after Moscow used its precious foreign currency reserves to make a last-minute debt payment on Friday. The cost for a five-year credit default swap on Russia's debt was $5.84 million to protect $10 million in debt. That price was nearly half the one on Thursday, which at roughly $11 million for $10 million in debt protection was a signal that investors were certain of an eventual Russian default. Russia and its foreign currency reserves sitting outside the country to make that payment. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is now turning to a Cold War-era law to boost production of lithium and other materials and minerals used to power electric vehicles. But experts say the move by itself is unlikely to ensure the robust domestic mining Biden seeks as he promotes cleaner energy sources. Biden's action, part of his efforts to find alternatives to fossil fuels and combat climate change, does not waive or suspend existing environmental and labor standards, according to the White House, nor does it address the chief hurdle to increase domestic extraction of so-called critical minerals, the years-long process needed to obtain a federal permit for a new mine. Motorcycles rumbled through the streets of Canada's capital, and a memorial service was held at the National War Memorial as a strong police presence kept an eye on the Rolling Thunder protest. Many of the people involved in this weekend's event also took part in the Freedom Convoy that shuttered downtown Ottawa for weeks in February. Ottawa police say that two people were arrested Saturday. 33 vehicles have been towed from the exclusion zone since Friday morning. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the National Mall, or I should say the National War Memorial, which was a focal point during the early days of the February protest. Two gunmen killed an Israeli guard at the entrance of a settlement in the occupied West Bank, according to the Israeli army, and soldiers deployed to a nearby Palestinian town in search of the attackers. In an apparently unrelated incident soon after the attack, late Friday, Israeli forces shot dead a Palestinian man in the northern West Bank village of Azan, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Israeli forces said that it was an estimate of 40 Palestinians have been killed since February when the tension started to rise. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows accused the Congressional Committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol of leaking all of the text messages he provided to the panel and what he says was an effort to vilify him publicly. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces have been fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance through the country's east while the United Nations worked to broker civilian evacuation from the last offensive stronghold in Mariupol. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.